Jim LeBrat.
Hey, Jimmy. This is Jerome Pratt with CVA. I was trying to get a hold of you yesterday, but the phone was breaking up. I apologize. Is now a better time?
Well, I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Got you.
So tell me who you're with real quick.
I'm with CVA. You had spoken with us a couple months ago regarding 10812 Crisserin Circle. You'd spoken to one of our associates, Zach, about that place. I don't know if you recall or not.
Doesn't pop up in my head. Go ahead.
Got you. It was just in regards to figuring out if you were in the place to let go of that place or not, or were looking for offers on it. We're an investment group right in Richmond, Virginia. We're definitely open to acquiring more properties in that area, and wanted to see if when a good time would be to possibly talk an offer with you.
Yeah, I'm not really ready yet, but I may be in the spring. I'm really considering spring to looking at putting it on the market.
Got you.
So why don't you reach back to me maybe March, April, okay?
That's definitely doable. This is the only thing I can say is with the way of the world going crazy in the housing market up, down, I definitely don't mind reaching back out to you during that time, but I can say now is an awesome time for homeowners to even consider it.
It must be because 7 houses in my neighborhood are now up for sale, which I hadn't seen that many houses in my neighborhood up for sale at one time in maybe 10 years.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it really is. So that's why, you know, I'd at least like to give you, you know, your numbers, what you can get. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's just have a little conversation.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have had time to do look at my house, at least electronically, and look at my neighborhood. So what do you think a ballpark range would be for my house?
Got you. One second. My computer is loading up slow. I apologize. I had that roughly typed down. And I do want to ask, there are multiple ways to let go of a property. Of course, you can put it on the market. You know, that takes time. Those numbers will be different than necessarily like a cash offer where you're able to just, you know, get that money in hand, wipe your hands with it, sell it as is.
Let me tell you a little more about me then.
Awesome.
So we're at 2.1 mil on a 401k. I'm 65 years old. I receive a pension. My wife is 62. She's going to have a government pension. We own the house outright. We own everything we have outright. We're not a got to have money today kind of. And then we'll probably get another 700k. in the bank, liquid. So we're not got to jump out, got to, you know, get out of there.
Got you. Yeah, no, I can completely understand that. I do, and kudos to you, man, for doing it right. You know, so I will.
You know, I could go crazy and do a reverse mortgage, live in that house till I'm 90 years old, not lose anything, and hold on to that property.
Yeah, that is an option. It definitely is an option.
Or I could rent it. I figured I'd get at least $2,000 a month for some lieutenant colonel going to Greg Adams.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely can agree with you. And you're right around Wellington. You're in an awesome area. I can't argue with anything you've said. You know, I completely get that. In that case scenario, if you're not in a time crunch, we do list. So let me back it up and let you know. CVA is a local company in Richmond. We have a long list of investors that get first dibs on awesome properties that we're able to get them on. And that comes down to being able to list those properties as well. So we even list for individuals that are don't want the headache of, like, you know, just traditional listings and, you know, would like to get awesome money with and have a smooth, simple process. So
right.
It sounds like you're leaning more towards, you know, just listing it and getting your top dollar since you're not in any rush if you were to do it. So with that being said, I mean, I'd say with the market right now, I mean, a ballpark be at least, if you're listing it, at least 550 plus. And that's without me knowing any bit of the inside or any work you all have done. I mean, well, let me actually ask you, have you guys done any updates or anything like that to the home since you purchased it?
Oh, yeah. My both HVACs are less than 7 years old. Okay.
Gotcha.
We redone the kitchen, redone one of the four bathrooms. None of them are in bad shape, even in the shape they're in. We modernized them in ways, but we didn't redo them completely. So it's not a, I'm in the middle of repainting the house, right? I'm not personally, I'm having it done and doing that kind of work right now.
Gotcha.
Redone the irrigation system in the last couple of years. So house is not bad. The house is in better, much better shape than it was when I bought it originally.
Gotcha.
And I've got all new windows in.
Gotcha. So, yeah, you've done a good amount of work.
And I re-roofed it in 2021.
Okay, yeah. You won't have to touch that thing again. Hopefully ever.
Right.
Hopefully ever. So yeah, like I said, it sounds like you've done awesome work to it. I can foresee, you know, of course.
I'm watching a house around the corner from me. There's an offer for $625. It's not as big as my house. Nor does it have the amount of land. Now, did you pull up the plat and look at the land on that?
Not as of yet, but I'm seeing you have, what is it, how many acres? You've got a little less than an acre, I'm assuming?
Oh, no.
Okay, this has got to be updated. MLS just haven't updated. Probably because the home hasn't been on the market anytime soon.
Right. No. We're at 2-point-something.
2-point-something. Okay, got you.
Yeah, we...
Got you.
Most of the houses are at an acre and a half in the neighborhood. Ours is a little bigger than that. It has a funny shape to the back.
Mm-hmm.
I have three houses abutting me in the back end for their lots.
Got you. They do chop that land up weird sometimes.
I thought it was pretty weird. But my children enjoyed it when they were growing up.
Got you. No, I definitely understand that. And like I said, you know, you're in an awesome area. I can see why.
Yeah.
Home is awesome.
Both my neighbors put in multiple car garages on their property.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do the same thing, but they both had a one and a half, they called them two, but they're really one and a half car garages. I have three bay doors on my three bay garage.
Got you.
All right. I've got four full bathrooms. Okay.
Yeah. No, I definitely see the value that you're pointing out. You know what I mean? And I think even, you know, if you went to list, I definitely would hit it to investors first. Just to even see out, you know, the offers that come in. And we are a company that can do so. And you know, those numbers I told you, 550, are very modest.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
No, I understand. But I will tell you, when I list it, I'm going to list it with 1% to the realtor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I work in Northern Virginia. It can't be a magic that realtors in Northern Virginia go for 1% instead of the 3% used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not 19 something. You know, we're in a new century and change, things have changed. And
yeah.
My house is going to, and I figure the house is going to go for $600,000 at least. So 1% of $600,000 is like getting, you know, 3% for about $400,000.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand, and I understand what you're saying, man.
And I haven't seen a house. I've only seen one house in our neighborhood go more than 30 days without an offer.
Like I said, it's definitely an awesome area. And I think, you know, we could help you get that top dollar, that over six that you're looking for, when you're ready. I do believe that. And without, you know,
keep me in your Rolodex for March, April. Okay?
March, April. Got you. Will do.
I'm not committing, but I'm willing to entertain it. I had to say that out loud, or someone later on says, well, you sold it to somebody else, and I thought we had a deal. So,
yeah. No, you're right. I hear you, man, and I respect that. I do.
Yep. So the last three houses I've bought in Chesterfield County, and I moved there in 93, I've used the same realtor. But she just retired.
It works out like that, unfortunately. But
no, it does. It does. But I'll give you another hint. My wife designed seven houses in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
She was the architect. So
that is awesome.
So I know every house in my neighborhood.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Honestly, that just makes the process even easier for you. So.
Yep. So anyway, hey, thanks for giving me a call and keep me in your Rolodex.
No problem. Right? And again, my name was Jerome. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Jimmy, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.